railway. And so he bought that from him. Never actually got it put together, but it was in the basement, crawl space of the hotel.
How are you doing?
Good.
Pretty good. We got our time machine out of the water.
Awesome.
It's an exciting day.
Did that just happen today or that was by the week?
Was last week, the week before.
Yeah, I missed the last meeting it was because I was in Florida and it wasn't the same that way.
Nope. Don't blame me. It's not a big boring thing. I've read about that. Yeah, we finished, we drilled out to the river December 1st. That's when we kind of got to the river. And then took some time to make repairs on the inside of the pipe. We flooded it out. Just at the end of January, because we couldn't do any water work in the water after January 31st. So, 29th, we got it up and out.
Yeah.
Why not after the 31st? Is there a flooding season? Yeah, but there's permit requirements for in water work. And so, anything below the surface is considered in water. That was a pretty good day, though.
Oh, when you finished?
We're not done yet, but
with the tunnel.
With the tunnel. Yeah. Perfect.
All right, I think this is it.
It's already February. No.
You guys want to go ahead and didn't call the order?
Okay, Rogan. I think Chuck, this is you. I think this is me. All right, we'll call the meeting to order. Thanks. Any new people?
Yeah.
Nobody new. Good. Approval of the agenda. I think it was emailed out here recently. Any comments or concerns on the agenda of what we're going to talk about tonight? Here, do we need to actually have a formal motion for approval of the agenda, or is it just do we even have to have a formal approval of meeting minutes?
I definitely have to.
I think there's some rules.
For the meeting minutes as well, so far.
Yeah, we do definitely need to approve the meeting minutes.
Right. But not necessarily the agenda, right?
It should stand unless there are additional, you know, things that are added that we would need to approve.
Right. Any public comment? I don't see anybody from the public that's not part of the advisory board, but any public comment from anybody? All right. And I was absent on the November meeting minutes, and so I don't obviously have any comments, but does anybody have any comments on the November summary notes?
No comments on my end.
I do not, but I would move to approve the summary notes.
Before we do that, I have a question. Do we postpone the vote to approve the July notes? Dean Wood made a motion to postpone the vote.
Yeah, I wasn't present. We only had three members available for that vote.
So do we still have to approve the July 2024 summary note?
Yes, that's an excellent point of order.
Yes.
So if I may, then I would like to amend my motion that we approve both the July and the November summary notes.
I would second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes. Anybody object? Hearing none, we have approved the advisory board meeting notes for both February and November meetings.
What?
Or July and November meetings, sorry. Yep. I'll read February here.
So there's a, I guess there's another comment that I've got to before we move on in our agenda, but there's a note here that your term, Jeff, the UAB is complete.
Reapplied.
You reapplied?
I did.
Okay, great.
I'm here for two more.
Not officially?
Not officially.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. So the council delayed appointing at the meeting last night, so you haven't officially been reappointed.
Okay.
But pretty confident that she will be.
and with that in mind, Jeff hasn't officially been appointed yet. We may want to move the election of chair and vice chair, in case Jeff wants to participate in that, until he is officially appointed. But I will leave that to the group. We can postpone that to the next meeting, at which point Jeff should be appointed officially again.
Yeah, that's why I kind of asked that question. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe we should move that to the next.
Unless there's somebody else.
Got my hands raised.
All right. That's fair. Yeah, we can postpone that then.
Okay.
That's okay with everybody to postpone the elections until the next meeting?
Absolutely. And it would also be best that you were formally appointed so that you could also vote on that as well. So that sure. Makes great sense.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So that'll check off the first order of business. And then I will hand it off for the 5-year water fund forecast capital planning review.
Does everyone have a copy, Natalie? Do you have your copy? Yeah.
I do, thank you.
To look at it. Does it make any sense at all? So what we really want to focus on right now is years FY26 and 27. Everything else is kind of like forecasted out for 28, 29, and 30. The mode that we're going right now, if we looked at this as far as our capital projects, is we're going to do, based on funding every other year, we're going to do a capital project. And then we're going to do maintenance in the in-between years. So we're going to try to focus a little more on our maintenance and then do a capital project. So we're doing capital project, obviously, in 25. That's our, we're doing water line replacement that we're hopefully going to put out. We will talk about that here in a minute. But this just kind of gives projection of where we are, and we really are trying to just focus on 26 and 27 right now as far as funding and what it looks like. So are there any questions?
So I guess I see on here in 26 the I-205 water line. Is that just when you expect for that to be put in service from when you, because I know that money, right, that's already been put into escrow, so right. To speak, right, you've already paid for it.
That is the plan. That's why it's on there for 26.
Okay. That's when you'll actually,
yeah, writing the checks,
right? Yeah. The bill.
Yeah.
It's not specific in there collecting interest, right?
I don't think. Eric, do you have an answer for that about it collecting interest?
So I didn't. The 12 million collecting interest?
Yeah.
I don't know. That would be a Lauren question.
It's been.
I can answer it a little bit.
Yeah, we've talked about it a lot, but I'm still confused.
Any money that's in the reserves and the ending fund balance is invested typically in the local government investment pool, so it is earning interest. And so any fund balance in the water fund, the interest that would accrue is of all the funds in the local government investment pool would be attributed to each fund based on their balances.
I know for us, when we hold escrow or retainage from projects, we put that into account. That does, I mean, it's a pretty, you know, now the interest rates are it's a little bit more, but in general, those are generally held in interest bearing accounts. Now, whether ODOT, since you've made the deposit over to ODOT, how that is being handled, I don't know. Is that, I know for West, we basically had to transfer all that money. I just don't know where that's parked. So.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity, it's a good question. I just want to know who was getting that. Is ODOT getting that, or are we getting that, or who is getting?
I haven't gotten a recent update, but the last update that I got 2 or 3 months ago was that ODOT has not billed the city anything yet.
That's so correct.
We're
waiting for materials on hand to be billed over.
I mean, 3% of 4 million is a lot of money. And just my thing, makes sense.
And so that 12 million is all being spent in 26, that's 16.725.
That is the anticipation.
Okay.
But again, we don't know until ODOT sends us a bill.
So that 12 coupled, so that 16 is the total of these.
So yeah, you look over here, the FY26, it kind of breaks it down. The AMR that's on there, it's automatic meter reading. So it's kind of a program we're doing to replace our water meters with. Yeah, so we just drive around and read them ourselves. What we're doing, we're phasing it out so we our replacement schedule later on makes more sense to fund.
Hey Clark, Natalie's got a question.
Oh, sorry, Natalie, I'm looking down at the way.
That's okay. Just a quick question. Didn't know if there was any contemplation of this with now that we find ourselves in a potentially tariff-ridden environment coming up over the next year or however many. Do we know if any of the materials that we need might be impacted by those tariffs in any way?
I actually do not know that.
I don't either. I know for this, the water line for the I-205 project, the material's already, the pipe's already on site.
Okay.
I don't know about future projects, you know, that we have listed here. It's possible, you know, that there's, I think aluminum was one of the ones, steel.
Right.
I think it's anybody's guess, right?
What are you seeing out there? Water.
Yeah.
Cause this question. Rock is where I see costs. You can't buy and store that. Rock. I mean, literally, how much 3 years ago we were paying 9.50.
Hey, can you guys speak up just a hair?
Oh, yep. Sorry about that. We were talking about what might be impacted by the tariffs and water lines typically buy an American anyway, so it's not probably going to be as impacted for some of this stuff, but what's driving the thing? And then DJ said the rock is
material.
Is that driven by diesel costs and other things, or is that just running out of rock?
Yeah. So they know that. And one of the local companies, they bought two other companies. When they did three of the other companies, so it's terrible.
So there's a consolidation in the.
There is, yeah. So monopolies work. Or the owner of the monopoly to make that sign.
Yeah, I heard that. Totally.
And then I did actually have one more quick question for you. There are some lines that are in additional, like highlighted yellow under transfers to other funds and water capital projects. And I just wanted to understand why the plus three, plus four, plus five, why those were in additional highlighting, if there was a narrative around that.
Yeah, Mark's looking at me.
I'm looking.
I think it's those cells aren't finalized yet. I think we're still doing some fine tuning with them as far as what equipment needs to be replaced, when and where. So I guess it's a draft. So we're still working on it a little bit.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to see if there was an additional narrative I needed to understand. I appreciate that.
So if I recall, like last year when we went through this, it felt like there was almost a going out of business curve. Like the numbers were a lot worse. I'd have to dig those up to compare. But is there anything like, again, last year compared to this year, is my overall question, that has changed revenues, or is it SDCs, or is it
nothing has changed in that regard? I remember what you're talking about, Dean, because I think that was the conversation we had when Lauren came and kind of walked us through the budget.
Yeah.
It was like a point where things just kind of
We're at a negative balance by 2028 or
Right now we're kind of pushing out to 2030 where we started getting to where it's the reserve is lower than we want it to be.
Yeah.
So that's where we're hitting now, is that 2030, and honestly, that could be because we probably in 23 and 24, we didn't spend as much as we anticipated spending, so we've carried over some budget out, so it's pushed us out another 2 years essentially. Okay. But it's still the same situation. We're getting, you know, you see the red number in 2030. We're getting to a point where we don't want to be there.
But it's not meeting policy. It doesn't mean we're not. It's not a negative number. We're just not meeting the reserve policy.
But it gives us more time for rate increases to meet that.
Yeah.
You know,
new bonds, stuff like that. I mean, it gives options to give us more time.
Yeah. Grant funding.
Exactly. Because 28, you know, is a lot closer to 30. So.
Right. Which I mean, it has, as you can see, it has impacted what, from a capital standpoint, what we want to do, with, instead of trying to do a project every year, how we're skipping it out and trying to do one every other year. So, and as everyone's noted, everything's just more expensive than it was the last time.
Because my question was going to be, you know, I see that red there. How do we, seeing that, anticipate it?
Good question. We are open to ideas.
Well, I mean, I think everybody here already knows my philosophy. It's like raise that rate every chance we get, you know, because that's the only way, the thing that we have to do. What else do we have to do besides grants to come up with that money?
And then we're limited by the code that says we can only go 5% a year.
Yeah. And we do go 5%.
Yeah.
I know there was discussions about breaking them off into waste and water, in that one is going more than the other, and there was am I making this up? I remember hearing this.
What the discussion is, and I'm also on the Southport Water Board, so we've been having that discussion, and they've got some big capital things coming up as well. So if they raise the rates to West Lynn greater than 5%, then how do we accommodate that? Because then our costs are going to be higher. In Oregon City, they have two lines on their water bill. One is for treatment and the other one is for distribution. And they have a limit of 3%. So they're raising their distribution by 3%, but they're passing through the Southport cost, whatever that happens to be. Our ordinance is not written that way. Our code is not written that way. And to make any changes other than the 5% every year has to go to voters.
Okay.
So that's the other thing we're talking about at Southport, is how do we communicate, and that's, you know, a really important thing I think for this group, how do we communicate the value of water so that when we go to the voters, they vote yes And the last time the city did this, I wasn't involved with the city government in any way, shape, or form, but I lived in the city, and they were trying to do conservation pricing. And they knew that when they added conservation pricing, that some people's water rates would go higher than, would be an increase greater than 5%. If they charge the first 7 units at a lower rate, and then the 8 to 15 at a higher rate.
A tiered rate.
So they went to the voters, but it did not pass. But I don't think there was enough effort and thought put into how do we tell the voters why we want to do this. And if we did conservation pricing, then maybe the 5% a year would be sufficient, because you would have those high users paying more money.
It was the same issue with getting your bond passed, right? That failed because there was no communication there.
Right.
And the information in the measure was incomplete also. It didn't really talk about the what if the no situation comes up and,
yeah,
and what the implications are. So that communications piece has been, it's been a gap for a while.
And I think helpful storytelling is how are we, what are our rates compared to
sure
others in the area, right? I mean, are we super low? Are we really high? Are we right in the middle? No, I mean, I just think that's a tool to explain to people.
And I used to do that every year for CRW, and I would pick everybody in Westland. There's always on the low end.
Yeah, I kind of feel around the low end as well.
I was only looking at water. I wasn't looking at the whole utility bill, and that's the other thing that needs to be communicated. I think everybody calls it a water bill when in fact it is a utility utility and services bill.
But I don't see, like, it's not broken out. I just get a water bill based on a certain CCF, and if I'm over that, I pay a little bit more. But, like, I don't see the breakdown between.
It's sanitary.
It's on auto pay. But I think it's, I think we have a fairly savvy population that better storytelling and more information is going to help that discussion.
Well, if it's any consolation, I think that's a conversation that's happening throughout the city right now, government and all of the departments, about communication and how to reach out to better to the people and get them involved. I know that's been a conversation with the CCI, and I know it's been a conversation with the council. So this is just another example where, you know, communication is key in keeping us functioning. So
I just think as far as communities go, for the size of Westland, 30,000 people, because we have Adams County West for sewer and South Florida for water. And I've seen other communities have to flip the bill of 20, 25, 30, 35 million, upgrade their treatment systems. That's a huge burden. And the rates go way up. So I to our point, it's worth doing a little homework for our comparison as we start thinking about how we communicate and what our rates are.
Well, and I also, having worked for Plaquemines River Water for 12 years, I can tell you that in Clackamas County, all of the water providers for much of, for at least a generation, their goal was to keep rates low. And unfortunately, that kept them from investing in the water treatment plants and the distribution system.
Yeah.
And so then when they do that, they have these big jumps that people don't like to see.
Steady and predictable. That's what we like. It's helpful. So, I know you guys have levelized out the projects, right? Spreading them out over more years. Is there any concern on we've spread them out too far, where we've got risk that we're accepting because of this, or that you guys are operating under?
I will say yes, we have risk. Obviously, there's some reservoir upgrades. We need to do some seismic stuff that's involved in some of these that are important. It's calculated risk at this point. Like, there's nothing terrible right now, but we're tackling small portions of these waterline replacements. There's always risk in that. We've got some substandard siding in places that we've got to replace. I mean, there's risk, but we're doing the best we can with what we have right now, wanting at the same time to make sure we stay up on our maintenance.
Right.
And I think our automatic meter reading program that we're putting in place, in the end, will save us money. That takes a whole other contract out of play that we don't have to pay somebody. We can do that. So long term, that's going to save on the operation side. But we got to get there first.
So is it $500K every year for 5 years, 10 years?
It's just five years, right, Eric? Yeah, I think it's a total of $2 million
for the meter reading.
Yeah, it's just $2 million total, right?
Yeah, $2 million total.
Yeah.
It also has a potential to, I don't want to say, well, maybe the right word is lost revenue, right? We have somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 to 150, I think, meters that don't get read every year, every month, because the meter readers can't get them, they can't find them, various things. Whereas if we had the automatic meter reads, the guys are reading them, they know where they are. So that would be a big help. I just want to clarify too that when we say we're doing a capital project every year, I guess traditionally since I've been here, we've always done a water main replacement. That was our water capital project, except when we did the couple of years where we did the Bolton reservoir and pump station, and then the land pump station. But what we're still doing those main replacements, but just every other year. And then in the off year, we're doing more, what Clark, to his point, would be those roof replacements, the clay valve replacements, more on the operations side than what we've traditionally done. And what our goal is to present this to you tonight as kind of an introduction. And then at the next meeting, we were going to bring, because this is kind of hot off the press, right? We're still in budget preparation here, putting our projects and numbers together. So our goal would be to the next meeting, we would bring, okay, here's what we're not doing. So we'll have a better idea of, you know, to your point on what risk we're looking at, if any, at the next meeting to go over those projects. Because I was going into this, I was like, ooh, you know, and I was putting together all the projects from the master plan, and then I was like, oh, well, that's not going to work, and that's not going to work. And so there's lots of stuff we could be doing that we're not able to. So, and to the South Fork picture in conjunction, I think Councilor Brake, we're waiting on them to finalize their master plan cost estimate numbers, correct? And then we'll have a better idea of what their rates are going to look like. Am I correct on that?
Yes.
Okay.
That was going to be my follow-up question is, you know, I've seen, at least from our planning documents, we've grossly underestimated, quite frankly, the cost of projects. And so as things come in, I'm refining every year those numbers. And so I guess when we're looking forward 3-4 years out, how are you guys accounting for kind of cost increases over that time from, you know, if your master plan number was from 2024, but we're not doing any work on it until 28, are you guys doing some kind of inflationary adjustment to that to capture what we think the cost might be at that point?
Yes. Now, are we nailing the correct inflation number? No.
100%. Yeah.
We've struggled with that in the last couple of years, where we thought, oh, we're putting plenty of escalation on this number, and they're coming in higher than we thought. So,
you and everybody.
I don't feel like I'm willing. I just said that's not it. Every time it happens, I'm like, well, it's out.
Yes.
But yes, the answer is if we're looking, from our 2024 budget that we put together, and we're doing it in 28, we're gonna put escalation in there so we make sure.
Okay. And that's one of the things that South Fork's been working on, is updating the numbers in their master plan. And they just updated their system development charges, not a new process, but just calculated what they need to be based on the cost that they believe they will be seeing on some of the projects. It didn't go up hugely, but it did go up.
Any other questions, thoughts? Knowing that we're just looking at our draft at this point. Eric will continue to refine these, as I'm told.
It looks better than what I saw last year, but
yeah,
that's why I'm curious. Like, what did we kick out? So I'm excited for the next conversation of how did we, you know, yeah. So what's the next 5% increase?
Usually in April, I think.
Is it April?
Well, it's either January 1 or it's July 1.
I thought it was in July or January.
I think we just had one. It's either January 1 or July 1.
Everybody check your bill. Did it go up?
It almost does.
I really didn't think it would. The water increases are done the first of the year.
I'll save the water for the BGs. Yeah, my cogen is looking better and better.
I know.
It's like, wow. Should have done that solar back in 2019. But
they told me my neighbor would have to cut down their trees, and I was like, I'm not even going to have to do that.
All right, do we want to move on to 2025 meeting schedule?
Sure.
I assume that's just to establish. Are we good with day? And second Tuesday
every other month.
Every other month.
What we had been striving for. I think we've missed some forum and other things like that, but that would be February, April.
Yeah, so we're looking at what, April, June, August, October, December?
Yep.
And if I may also request that we continue to keep them hybrid, because this is very convenient to allow us to still attend, even if we may be out of town.
Totally agree.
I think the city requires that.
I don't have any issues with that meeting schedule. Anybody else?
No issues.
So
we're okay with that. We'll put together the actual dates to get them out to everybody. So we're still going with the second Tuesday.
Yep. It would be great, too, when you send those dates, if you could have kind of main topics to discuss at each of those meetings kind of laid out. That way there's some time to get stuff put together, or if we have questions on specific things. I know, at least for Wes, we chart out our entire year's worth of advisory committee meetings, so I can tell you. In July, this is the main topic we're going to be talking about. I think that's just really helpful for people's thinking. So I'd like to see that too.
We can try that for sure.
Yeah. I'm curious also if we could, like with the meetings being scheduled, if there could be a calendar invite. And so if there's any updates, agendas, links or whatever, that you can just update the calendar invite and go to it. All that information is there instead of digging through emails.
What was that comment?
If we could get calendar invites sent out with meeting agendas and other things, that way if you just update the calendar invite, then the agenda or notes or whatever are right there, so people aren't having to dig through emails history to try to find stuff, just make it a little bit easier to access. I think we all generally live in an Outlook calendar type world.
Right.
For better or worse.
That should not be that.
Just real quick, water rate increase was January 1. And then there's also in the fees and charges, there is a lovely graph that shows comparing monthly the monthly bills, and West Glen is the third lowest in the region.
I think I remember seeing that going in. Raise that rate.
I think that lives on our master fee schedule.
Yeah.
I try to avoid that page.
Then I guess I'd like to highlight, I mean, if we're specific topics for, you know, we've got $6.5 million on an ops building coming up. It'd be nice to get just some details on what the thought process is there. What is the project made of? Where's it at? Just, I don't know, just a capital summary on here's some details on these projects that are coming up.
It's kind of clearing the sign, it looks like. I've seen work happening over there.
We just approved a owner's rep contract last night.
That might have been that very close.
I remember seeing
all the whole thing.
Who'd we pick on that one?
Closh Group. Yeah, if we can do a Fox Billing update.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of topics that might be interesting, right? It's what kind of regulatory things.
And we talked about doing a tour of the like waste treatment or something or other as well, a field trip at some point, didn't we?
We could probably get a tour at Southport.
Yeah, we got friends in that place too.
I guess.
We can get a tour of the wastewater treatment plant. That's not a problem. We can get a tour of Southport Water Plant, the treatment plant there also. I mean, just some, I don't know, just drum up some interest for things that they do.
I'm intrigued. I'd like to see the process.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else on meeting schedule or thoughts on kind of what the next year looks like for this group? I think one of the early topics, I guess, if it's not, we should talk about what kind of community outreach that you're looking at. Like, what does the city want out of this group? I think that would be a pretty nice topic to have. That way we can, what is an initiative we want out of this group in terms of from an outreach perspective or information? What is an ask of the public that's coming that we need to get out in front of? Or quite frankly, what is our storytelling that we just want to get out in social media and other things of about Westland Water in general or utilities? I think just kind of, that doesn't have to be for anything specific. It's just pointing attention to things, just puts it in people's minds that when we then do have an ask, there's been kind of an outlay of breadcrumbs of what's coming.
So I think a couple things on that. One is, who owns that within the city, that communications piece? And I think also understanding kind of roles, responsibilities within the utility district as a whole. I'm not sure I could grasp on what the org chart is and who's responsible for what. I don't know if that's 3 people, 5 people,
right,
20 people. I think a better understanding for us in the utility division in general would be good for us.
Catch that, Eric?
Most of it. Who's in charge of outreach and what's the message?
Yep. And then the follow on is kind of, how is the utility organization set up in terms of, you know, who's making the decisions and what kind of folks are engaged in that discussion? The city level for summer.
Yeah. And we have included some of that. The council has included some of that in our council goals because we do have a goal about, you know, making sure that we are funding and keeping up the water system. And we included the utility advisory board as a partner with the council on that. So there will be more about that coming up.
I also think about, like, you know, we talk about rates, the benchmark, and how our organization is structured, how many people can support the system, those type of things too.
No, no, no. You had said, well, we didn't get as much done in 23 and 24, and that's, I mean, I've experienced that as well. And so going out and asking for higher rates without kind of spending the money you're already asking for is,
yeah.
And, you know, that's just could be for saving up so we can do this project, or what's the rationale between kind of what our plan is and what, how we're executing it.
It's also, or we're falling behind on capital projects. I mean, there's a lot of agencies that frankly just don't have sufficient project management, or just the even the bodies to support project delivery. So, yeah, again, just making sure we understand the organization.
Anything else on meeting topics or schedule? All right.
Yeah, good.
Capital projects update.
So, yeah, this will, it'll be free. The plans are ready, they're done. We need to get them out the door. Telling Alfred Bright that we have our new city attorney, which is great. But we're reviewing a lot of our old standard documents and finding that we need help. So that is taking a little more time. Ideally, the 2025 waterline replacement goes out to bid next week. We're hoping to have a bid back by the end of March. Then I guess sort of about
how much that's a long bid period.
4 weeks.
What's the job?
So we've got a couple. I would try to show it to you, but I might bear with me here for a second. Because we've got some segments. We're doing some segments throughout the city, not all in one spot. So I can show you kind of what we're looking at. So much faster. Don't jinx it. Pull up the 90%. Not much has changed. So we've got some sections over here off of Merrillhurst. So this is Upper Midhill and Harbor. We're doing full replacements in here. This is kind of near where the brand new development was built. Upper Midhill, Shinblock housing development that's been sitting there idle for years. A section around Hidden Springs that we are designed, but we are not going to bid. And then another section here that is on Santa Anita that we are going to do replaces a section of water line that runs through a creek right now. I'll bring it up to the road so we can get to it. And then we have some section on Parker, which is it's not even city-owned street right now. It's a county street, but we have a one-inch service that serves like four houses with an actual water line through there. So, you know, just some insufficient stuff. All in all, it's like 4,700 feet of water line that we're going to replace, and essentially like five locations. We have a section down here on the Lamont Hall Drive too that we're designing, but we're going to do that later. As we talked about, some of the numbers on the cost of money just did not come back the way we had thought it would, so we did not have to put in the budget for the whole thing. But now we have them designed so that if we do have some funds left over, we might be able to put out a second project to just build these as well.
I guess, have you thought about bidding it and seeing what the bids come back and then?
So we have.
We're not going to do,
yeah. You know,
here's the six places, bid all six, we
we reserve the right to not do.
We had thought about doing them as alternates.
Right.
But after we looked at all the numbers, we weren't even close.
Okay.
So even doing this one on essentially Santa Anita was a, we're going to do that as an alternate. We don't have the money, we would pull that one as well.
Yeah, along Lima Falls Drive, where is that?
So it would be from 16th down to Austin.
Got it. Okay. Yep. What's that minimum?
Good question. Sorry, it's hard to see. I apologize.
All right, is that going to be coupled, or is there a goal to couple that with any other projects in that area? If there's any other improvements, frontage improvements, sidewalks?
Not really for these, because these, this area, it doesn't need any frontage improvements for this partial of it, because we get sidewalks that runs through most of this.
Yeah, that road's in good shape, I guess. Yeah. So we dig it up.
Well, and then we followed up with a road project after that. So we try to follow. That's the other thing we're trying to do is we schedule out capital projects. We're going to do this road, this water line replacements, and immediately we want to then follow up with a road program to then repave all of that once it's done.
Don't you think of the Hidden Springs?
There's 4-inch cast iron on that section.
Yeah. Yeah, so Eric said it's a 4-inch cast iron line that comes through here and replace it with 12-inch. It's been tied into the other. There's another section up above this one. So this is one of those weird sections that have a deficiency. But yeah, that's what we were doing on Hidden Springs. So, you know, Hidden Springs from Santa Anita down the hill is rough. We are actually, that's going to be on our paving program for this year to just do that piece from the intersection down to like the top of the hill. Because the water line would be the other direction. It'd be from Santa Anita up to station.
Yeah.
And that's not as bad. So I'm taking this. Oh yeah, it's bad. We know. We'll hear about it all the time. So yes, this should be going out to bid here ideally next week if I can get my stuff together.
Darn lawyers.
No, I'm not blaming anything on lawyers. They've been very helpful. What it really did was shown some of the deficiency which we have, we've been operating with for a while. Was that a risk?
Is there ever a perfect contract?
No. So that's the update on that. I wish we had more to update on, but that's kind of where we are. It's taking a little longer than my answer.
Did you want to give them an update on the pump station? Switching gears to wastewater.
Do you want to give them an update on the pump station?
So our Keller, not really, but our booster lift station in a floodplain built in the early 70s, I believe. So we built that up and out of the floodplain. It's located off of Calaroga, so north into town along the river. Small station, small basin. It's just a little over 1 million gallons a day. So we're hoping that we could near completion. Really, we wanted to be there now, but we still have a few weeks worth of work, but probably looking at maybe mid-March doing a startup on it. So that was a big expenditure spend down on the wastewater fund, sewer fund.
Is the road still closed?
Yes.
It's one of my walking
around. And I guess that leads me to a question I think we've asked, and I think maybe this goes to Dean's question, is like, so we're the utility advisory board meeting, but we never really talk or see things about the sanitary system. So I think just
seems like we should be talking about more than just water if we're calling ourselves a utility. And so I think there is a, like, it'd be good to kind of engage on that side as well, personally, I think. So just flagging that as we work through our meeting.
Yeah, that is, you pointed out, laying out the agenda items, you know, maybe
the charter needs to be updated because it only specifically talks about water.
Okay.
Eric, am I getting that correct?
Yeah, it does for some reason, but when Lauren was here last year, she said, no, it includes the other utility funds as well. But yeah, that's a good point, Jeff. Maybe if we're going to lay these meetings out for the year, we could try to do a cursory review of the sanitary sewer budget and sure. project.
And like I said, I think it's as much what does the city want to get out of this group as much as, I think you got a lot of smart people in the group and a lot of different backgrounds. And so I think the broader our backgrounds and the more that we weigh in from a public standpoint, it can be helpful as we go out and do outreach in the community.
And it's the Willamette pump station. Is that all Clackamas?
That's Wes.
Yeah, Wes. Yeah.
We're working on that.
Yeah.
They're looking at replacing that one, right?
Yeah. That was one of the questions I had, was just how the water versus sewer, like surface water, any of those kinds of things, I think.
I mean, we can talk about similarly, we have the same kind of budget set up for those two, and we can look at them in future meetings as well. I will say that those funds are not as healthy as this one is. Right.
That's pretty true.
Yeah. And again, same kind of situation, we're spacing out projects, trying to figure out the best way to accomplish something every year that needs to be done.
Well, that was kind of my question, is if you're capped to raise 5%, and I know Wes, we're planning to raise ours 5%, is that then, how are you guys passing, how is West Lynn passing that along, or is that just basically West Lynn's 5% covers South Forks and Wes's, and you're just falling further and further behind because your increases aren't even capturing your increases in costs you're having for services, so.
Don't hold me to it, but I think that Wes is a pass through then plus the city.
Okay, so 5 plus a pass through, so to speak. Yeah. Understood. Anyway, I think it's as we go out and talk about rates, if we're on the low end and literally everybody's going to be raising rates and you're not even keeping up, that, you know, that becomes a real bigger conversation to be had.
Do this bigger topic, but I remember last month, a couple months ago, there's that whole plan along the, you know, the old ponds and down to Willamette and infrastructure water, wastewater. What does that window look like? Are we already planning for that in the future? What does that timeline look like?
That timeline is a little nebulous and it's long.
Yeah.
And it's really just about, so it's a planning exercise, right? So it's about planning how you're going, like making districts so you can.
It's a vision, right?
Yeah. It's, set zoning codes and stuff like that for the area. So that's really what it's about. So I don't know where we are.
But if a developer comes in, they would be required to basically pay for the infrastructure.
Yes.
Of course, then the city owns it and has to maintain it.
But that's the vision. It's way out.
Yeah.
Nothing tangible in the city for itself.
I do think that we will be approving the waterfront. The council will be approving the waterfront plan in the next several months. I'm not exactly sure when that's on our schedule. And then the Vision 43 is probably a couple of months behind that.
Yeah, again, I don't know. timeframe? Is that 5 years, 20 years, 50 years, probably all of these?
Well, it's an unfunded, it's an unfunded plan, so it's indefinite.
But with changing the zoning, hopefully that encourages a developer to come in and do something that will increase property tax revenue for the city.
And SDCs.
And system development charges, all of that stuff. And it's, there's also a tax increment financing district for the waterfront project. So they froze the tax rates, and so there's incremental taxes that will come in. So if the city wanted to do a project and borrow money to do it, they could use that tax increment to pay the debt.
And if we do have SDCs, I guess what's the, I know Westland doesn't have a lot of growth right now, but if there is development all along the waterfront and other things, has that been visited recently in terms of what our rates are? How's that?
I don't think anything with like the waterfront like plan or Vision 43 has been, because it's not in the concrete. So we, we haven't been able to use that as an SDC growth.
Right.
We have, I think we just threw, I think we just did sewer and parks SDCs, and unfortunately, because we don't have growth, both of them went down. So, yeah, it's a. I think if we had a plan, like we had the Vision 43 plan and the waterfront plan set out, we could show we have more growth than we did.
Right, that's what I would
say. Yeah.
You got a vision.
Well, we got to have it. I think
something you can sell at the cost.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. We got to show
them. Theoretical that we could charge versus, but
this is what these specific areas are going to be built as.
Yeah. You
know, commercial, mixed use, stuff like that. Okay. So there's possibility. Sure. We're not there yet.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great. Love to be able to show more growth. Call me out. Awesome.
There's a lot of people who would not like to see growth.
It's
just been in very fickle that way.
Once my house is built, I don't want any more. It's a shake my head. It's like, how do you get your house built? It drives me crazy. Couple of slum over at the cherry tree, all that development that happened right behind there. It was so contested. It's like, literally, the had to cut trees down to build your house too. So I don't know why you guys are this, but yeah, anyway.
My son just sent me a thing about a urban planning. And the guy's thing was, if you build it, they won't care. So if you build it, they won't care. And the whole video that the guy did was Lake Oswego. There were so many people that were against the Millennial Park and all of that development. There was a guy that went, according to this video, that went to the city council and had written a song and sat there and played his guitar and sang the song about not developing this. And people now do not remember what it used to look like. But I worked for the city of Lake Oswego then. I remember what it looked like, and it wasn't pretty.
How did it sound? You sound really
good. Why are you going to come to council?
I was like,
all right, do we have anything else? Is Council Bright, do you have anything noteworthy to add from?
We will be appointing Jeff and another person so that we will have a full slate that will happen at our next meeting.
Has there already been another application?
Yes. Yes.
Good.
That was late getting that in. Email filter. Something like Eric. Send an Eric to spam.
How did you do that?
I don't know. All right. No other discussion, any other announcements? Then I think step 8 is adjournment. And then our next scheduled meeting would be the second Tuesday of April.
And we will send out
calendar
invites
for topics.
Yep.
If you guys want to send
I mean, if you want my thoughts on topics or whatever, if you guys have draft, you want to send them out, I'd be happy to take a look at them to go to the broader audience. I'd be fine to ask back and forth on that. You want to throw a meeting and talk about some shares, I think might be good topics. Shoot one my way, I'd be happy to get on a short call ahead of that as well.
We should have a motion to adjourn.
Is that what you're planning on doing?
Yes, I'll be the motion maker this meeting. I make a motion to adjourn.
I will second that.
All in favor? Aye, guys.
Aye. Okay.
Thanks, everyone, for your time tonight.
Thank you. Later.
What's going on now with Lake Oswego at the tree?